This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
It's time for the Tiki and Tierney NFL Training Camp Two-A-Days as we visit all 32 NFL camps to preview the upcoming season.
The San Francisco 49ers, 6-10, last in the NFC West. After a Super Bowl appearance in 2019, the Niners were devastated by injuries last season. While San Fran gets numerous contributors back, it appears Jimmy Garoppolo's tenure as starting QB could be nearing its end as the Niners traded up to draft Trey Lance. And head coach Kyle Shanahan isn't shutting the door on Lance starting week one.
We'll see how it plays out. And that's what's cool about our situation. That's where I don't feel pressure from anybody in having to decide that. Our players won't. The type of building we have, the way Jimmy is as a person, the way Trey is as a person, it's going to be competitive. It's not going to be awkward. And I think it'll bring out the best in everyone.
Can a healthy Niners team return to the playoffs behind Jimmy G? Or is it Trey Lance time in the Bay Area?
To help us answer some of those questions, we're not going to force him into any drama quotes. Raheem Mostert, 49ers running back who had a baller 2019 and NFC Championship game, joins us again on the show. Raheem, how you doing, brother?
I'm good, Tiki. How you doing, man? It's a pleasure to have to be on the show.
Oh, it's great to have you, man. You're one of our favorite interviews, so it's good to have you back. First of all, how you feeling? You battled a lot of injuries last year, only getting into eight games, but how are you feeling going into 2021? Because I think running the ball is a big part of Kyle Shanahan's offenses.
Yeah, I mean, I'm feeling great. Body's great. You know, mentally I'm great. Everything's on the up and up. You know, I'm just getting ready for this season. I'm prepared. I'm preparing myself for a long season. So, you know, I'm feeling great, and I can't wait, man. I'm excited.
Yeah, I bet you are. You know, I never had a major injury. Well, I did have a major injury, but it was early in my career, and, you know, I got over it quickly. But where's your confidence level? You know, you had that great 2019, and in 2020, the expectations were just enormous for you and for the whole season. But obviously, COVID took over, and then you guys were complaining about the field at MetLife Stadium.
Yeah.
Because everybody kept getting hurt up there. That's a joke. But, you know, what, you know, where's your confidence level that you can get back to that player that you were in 2019 when you were one of the best in the league?
Man, my confidence level right now is like skyrocketed. You know, I had a bit of a downfall last year, but, you know, I still try to gain some positive in it. You know, only playing 8 games and still having 500 and something yards.
Yep.
You know, still being able to produce at a high level, even though I was out from half the season. You know, that really just translated with me into, hey, look, you know, if I stayed healthy like I was supposed to last year, the sky was the limit. And you know, I'm setting my bar high this year, even more so, because I want to get back to that form that I was at during the Super Bowl run. So you know, I got to take all those little things into account, where you know, it's the mental aspect, it's the injuries, and you know, just taking care of my body more so than I did last year is definitely added some extra boost of confidence for me.
Yeah, no, you have to, definitely. You're at that age, 29 years old, where you work harder and it actually makes you stronger and more sustainable. Raheem Mostert, 49ers running back, is joining us here for our San Francisco 49ers training camp Two-A-Days. Now, you mentioned that Super Bowl run, and there's some hangover, meaning players that are hungover from that game still on the roster. Where, you know, last year, let's toss it out. How much of that run is still fresh in your mind and gives you the belief that, man, we can do this again?
I mean, it's still fresh, you know, especially when you're going through a season like what we went through last year. You know, we want to just scratch that season out because, you know, we were dealing with a lot of different things, you know, not being able to play at our home stadium.
Yeah, I forgot about that one.
Having to move to Arizona and playing in a Cardinals stadium, practically just sharing the stadium with them, you know, it was out of the norm for us. So just being able to have, you know, that our field back and our players that were dealing with, you know, the Super Bowl with us.
Yeah.
Having those guys back and stuff like that, man, it just gives us that extra belief in ourselves, you know. I could see the transition from when we had the team in 2019 to the team in this year, you know, in training camp and stuff like that. And it's the same mentality, same mindset. You know, we've added a couple pieces here and there. But overall, you know, we still have that direction of where we want to go. And the only way to do that is week one, you know, against Detroit, and that's our main focus. So, you know, we just got to survive through these preseason games, which we've been doing. But now it's going to be a battle time here in a couple weeks. So, you know, our mindset is not going to change, and our attitude is definitely I feel like we're the same team that was going into the 2019 season when we made that Super Bowl run.
Yeah, only 2.5 weeks before the season gets underway. I mean, it flies, the preseason it does, especially with only 3 games. Now, on the outside looking in, we like to make an issue of the quarterback drama. I don't think there is any drama. You heard Kyle Shanahan, your head coach, talking about it in the preview that before we had you on. But what has it been like in the locker room with Jimmy Garoppolo, who is the incumbent? You know he's going to start the season. But Trey Lance, who is sitting there, the quarterback, you know, theoretically of the future, who is a number one pick this year. What's been the dynamic in the locker room?
Yeah, I mean, the dynamic has been all positive. You know, we know who the quarterback is. We know the situation, and we understand what it takes to, you know, have whoever is under center. You know, we're going to have their back regardless. You know, Jimmy's a great guy, great leader. You know, he's been proven, you know, once before. So, you know, you got to lean on him. And then you got Trey, who's the younger guy, you know, he's more mobile and stuff like that. So, you know, there's a lot of pros to having both the guys. And there's definitely a whirlwind just practicing with both of them, man, because their attitudes are like, hey, look, I just want to get you better, you know. They don't necessarily think about it as me, this is my team, this is my show. It's more so, what can I do to help this team win?
Yeah.
And then that's the attitude that you need, especially with a position that's just so, you know, demanding on the field that, you know, they have to control the game. And they're doing a great job, and Kyle's doing a great job putting them in those situations too. So I'm excited for both of them, man, honestly. And I truly can't wait to see, you know, both of them go out there and shine.
Yeah, I mean, do you think that Lance is going to get on the field even if Jimmy's the starter? Because I feel like – I think Jimmy Garoppolo is the perfect quarterback to have to go through what could be drama because he seems so easy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, even-keeled, and I get it. I know what's going on. I see it. You guys are talking about it, but it doesn't really affect me. Right? Do you think there's a chance that both these guys could see action this year?
I don't know. You know, that's still up in the air. You know, Kyle he's a mastermind when it comes to his offense and understanding, you know, who needs to be in what position. So, you know, there may be a game where Trey Lance gets some of the snaps and more so than Jimmy, but you know, you never know. It's all about game plan and you know, the opponent that we're playing. Like I said, I don't necessarily know what the snap count is going to be for Trey or anything like that, but
yeah.
All I know is, you know, I know that he's going to be ready when his time comes.
Yeah, we're talking to Raheem Mostert, 49ers running back here. We're doing training camp 2-a-days with the 49ers. You know what I love, Raheem, is you call your head coach Kyle, man. that's just amazing.
I mean, that's just the relationship he has with all the players, you know. You can call him Coach Shanahan and stuff like that, but, you know, if you – He's just such a personal guy that, you know, you can go up to him and call him Kyle and stuff like that, and he doesn't take offense to it. You know, he's an open guy, man. He wants you to come in his office and talk to him, chat it up with him and stuff like that. You just can't be afraid. So
I love that, though. It's amazing. I mean, you guys, yeah. You guys have, I mean, you feel young. Like, the team feels young. And I think that's part of the personality of the head coach. And there's mm-hmm. an aggressiveness there. It's an honesty, which I think is, which is great to watch from the outside. Defensively, Nick Bosa missed a lot of time last year. Where is he? You see him out there on the practice field. He looks healthy, like one of these dominant players that you guys have been counting on. Is he ready to go?
Oh yeah, he's gonna be ready to go week one. You know, I don't know as far as you know what is gonna happen this last preseason game with him, and you know, quite frankly, I don't really care because all I want him is to open up the season, you know, fresh and ready to go. So,
yeah.
You know, he's doing a great job, man. His rehab's coming along great. I've been talking to him, staying up with him, stuff like that. And he's excited, man. He really is. He know that. He left some stuff out there on the field last year with injury and stuff like that. But I know this is going to be his bounce back year, and I'm excited to watch him.
Yeah, you know, BT and I have had this conversation over the last couple of weeks because a lot of you veterans are not playing in the preseason. How important is it to you guys to get ready? You know, some vets want to play. A lot of guys don't, and they don't play in the preseason. How important is it to you guys?
I mean, you know, take into account this additional game that we have to play. You know, it's going to be a longer season. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, the less hits you, especially at the running back, you know, Tiki, less hits you take.
It's a function of hits,
more,
man.
Yeah, the better off you are later on down the road when ball really counts. So, guys have to get reps, and some guys don't need the reps. And me, I like to get my feet dirty before I go in. But, you know, also I have to think about longevity, you know.
Yeah.
And that's my biggest thing that I've been focusing on mentally is the longevity part and how can I get to the finish line and you know, achieve the things that I want to achieve, you know. And it's by taking care of myself, taking care of my body and being on the same page with the coaching staff and stuff like that. So we've been doing a great job with all that stuff.
Yeah, no, you can tell because you guys haven't had any major issues injury-wise, you know, coming out of reports. 30 seconds before I let you go here, Raheem. The division is tough, but do you guys still expect yourself to get right back where you were in 2019?
Oh, yeah, definitely. There's no question about it. We definitely feel like we're going to be atop this division.
I love it. I love the confidence, and I can't wait to see you play again, Raheem. Thanks for jumping on with us again. You're always one of our favorites, and look forward to the actual season starting in a couple of weeks here. Good luck, Raheem.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me, TK. It's an honor again, man. Thank you guys a lot.
Appreciate
y'all. Have a good one.
You too.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.